Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Back with Dan in just a moment. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. Latest beef export numbers are out for the month of February. Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says we're down a little bit compared to February 2020 in volume and in value.
Yeah, the February stats, while down a bit, it was pretty much what we expected. You know, beef came in down about 8% year on year. But the muscle cut side of things were just about steady. So the variety meats took a pretty large hit, but year to date, the muscle cuts hung in there pretty well.
He says, we've got some challenges right now, both in transport, but also in labor considerations. He says that primal cuts going to the international market require extra labor. In some cases, we just don't have it.
Our center cut short plates, barbecue short plates for Japan, for example, and trimmed, further trimmed items like boneless short ribs. Some of these things take a lot of labor. And I think to some extent, those are some examples of product that is struggling. I think on the variety meat side, where we also have a problem there with not everything getting captured. I think what happens is that, you know, the cost to produce when you have X amount of labor in a plant, you have to prioritize in some of the lower value variety meats, which are high demand items in some of the international markets, sometimes just don't get saved because of the labor issue. It's not that the plants don't want to save them, they just have to prioritize. So I think we're seeing some of that as well.
Are you still seeing some COVID-related obstacles out there?
I think that general situation is improving in general. We're still having spikes in some of the markets. Japan and Korea in particular are experiencing a fourth wave, so to speak. But I think the trend lines in general, even in Asia, are getting better. You know, a good example of that would be Latin America. Latin America, Mexico, Central and South America have been shut down hard since early summer of last year. We're starting to see tourism come back, especially domestic tourism within Central America, for example, is starting to come back. The international tourism, there's some, but it's limited. We see that improving. And actually, and that's a bright spot.
And in fact, Dan Hallstrom tells our own Casey Shepard that he believes that the world overall is really set for a significant rebound, and we're starting to see that.
Yeah, I think in general, it most definitely is. We're seeing, we are seeing in some of the markets like Vietnam, China, Taiwan, and even in Korea and Japan, even though they're having a fourth wave, we're seeing improvements in certain sectors of the food service. And one of our directors, Joel Haggard in Asia, has deemed it revenge spending. These folks that haven't been able to go out in some of these countries are starting to get out, and they have disposable income that they want to spend to get out of the house. And in certain areas of the world, we're seeing a surge in demand. So we're expecting in places like Japan and places like Mexico. And South America would be another one where we haven't seen many signs of growth. We expect to see at some point here, hopefully sooner rather than later, a surge in this revenge spending. No doubt about it.
Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.